Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Libby.
And we have a lot to talk about today, Miss Libby. And, of course, one of the biggest things, the big buzz around here and online in the fan community is Elvis Week.
Elvis Week!
Elvis Week has had the schedule announced.
Yes.
And tickets go on sale next week. The schedule of events, of course, includes annual staples like the Candlelight Vigil, the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Contest, the Insiders Conference, and, of course, the auction at Graceland. But some other great events also coming online this year, and guests even include Elvis's drummer DJ Fontana and co-stars Francine York and Celeste Yarnell, just to name a few. And, of course, Graceland Insiders. They get the first dibs.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're not a Graceland insider, then why not? You got to join.
Join up because, of course, the tickets that always go first are the big package tickets, the kind of the all-access package.
Yeah, and those sell out, and then we have a waiting line. And then, I mean, yeah, you've
people
jump
always
on it.
Call and want the all access, and there's only so many to be had. And so, if you're an Elvis insider, ticket presale starts Tuesday, April 5th at 8:30 a.m. Central, and sales to the general public start Thursday, April 7th at 8:30 a.m. Central. So, mark your calendar if you're an earshot of this podcast and not already a Graceland Insider member, but planning to come and want to get the. Always hard to get your hands on all access pass. Sign up today.
That's right. And this weekend, we've got Scouts Day at Graceland. Scouts Rock at Graceland.
We sure do. This is always a big... This is our 10th anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. So exciting. I'm going to be there. And every year, hundreds of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts come to Graceland from all over the country, and we're so excited. During Scouts Rock at Graceland, Scouts can learn new skills and earn achievements towards rank or badge requirements in service, citizenship, American heritage, journalism, forestry, photography. And also, if you're a Scout leader, it's also a really good opportunity for a field trip.
I wonder if there'll be Girl Scout cookies on sale
that
day. Oh, man,
I'm really hoping.
I'm sure somebody will have those in tow. It's 'tis the season for that.
That's right.
It's also the season for March Madness. We've been hosting our Elvis 1956 favorite song bracket challenge.
That's right.
And we've already had some big favorites go down. Hound Dog.
Man.
Got kicked out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like
that was kind of surprising.
Yeah.
That busted my bracket.
Oh, no. Yeah, I like to go on and vote every day, so...
But that
was something that I was voting for. I was rooting for that.
Well, voting in this latest round ends Friday, April 1st, and we'll announce the final four the same day. Final four voting will take place April 1st through the 3rd. You can vote once per day when you register to vote. You're also entered to win one of two Elvis Heartbreak Hotel 60th Anniversary gift set from shop.graceland.com. So check out the official insiders page or graceland.com/news and find the bracket and vote.
You got to find the bracket and vote because that gift set is really cool.
It is.
And we've got, you know, Elvis Presley's Graceland is on a new list.
We Another list.
When these great lists come out. So Graceland was listed as House Beautiful's 50 most famous historic homes in America. It's got some good company with it
too.
It
does, like the Biltmore.
Oh, the Biltmore. And my personal favorite is the Christmas Story House in Ohio.
Yes.
Also Johnny Cash's boyhood home in Arkansas, George's Mercer Williams House. There's a lot of really cool historic homes, and you can see the whole list at Graceland.com.
You sure can, and of course, come visit Graceland. It's the best house
it's
on the,
best
the list.
House, yes.
This month marks the 55th anniversary of Elvis's USS Arizona Memorial Benefit Concert in Hawaii, the Gates of Graceland episode, hosted by yours truly, along with Angie Marchese from the Archives Department, focuses on that historic concert from March of 1961. You can find out all about how the concert came about, see some artifacts that we actually have on display and exhibit here at Graceland, and take a look at Elvis's Hawaii and his just, it was a place that he enjoyed visiting, but also working, because he did three movies there, the famous concert, Aloha from Hawaii, but also the fundraising efforts for the USS Arizona. So a great edition of the Gates of Graceland. Watch it now.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, he called the den...
The jungle.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't even call it the jungle. It was just inspired by Hawaii.
Yeah, so who came up with that new moniker? His friends and the fans...
It was actually a travel writer, believe it or not.
Wow.
It was never called the Jungle Room until after Graceland opened for public tours.
Oh, my gosh.
Learning on the job today.
Yes, that's right. I need to take notes. But and okay, so we've got Gates of Graceland. That's an
yes,
awesome
and we have
thing
a new blogger
and we've got a
coming
new blog.
Online.
Yes, we've got a new guest blogger. John Jackson is our guest blogger this week. You might know him from being the first person ever to earn a degree in rock and roll history. He's also working with Sony. He's
yes.
in R&R and likes
he
to
used
recording.
That degree to get the job at Sony.
What a cool resume.
Big Elvis fan and a rock star in his own right and a great guest blog. By
yes.
him this week.
Yeah, so he kind of gives his take on Elvis' breakout year, 1956, and the That's All Right, Mama. So you might learn a few things that you didn't already know, like me, on this podcast. So check it out at blog.graceland.com.
Should be a good one to read if you haven't checked it out already. Now, of course, if you're missing some CDs or DVDs from your Elvis collection, this week is a great time to rack up and place an order and get some exciting
yes.
mail delivered to the house, because you can get 10% off now through Saturday, April 2nd. And, of course, that includes DVDs and CDs. DVDs include the 68 special, the official Graceland tour, the Aloha from Hawaii television special, and CDs include hit compilations, soundtracks, and inspirational albums. So a great deal
yeah.
to be had. And also, one note for you diehard Elvis fans, this excludes Follow That Dream collection, so
yeah.
don't run to your computer just yet if that's what you're hoping
if
to get a deal
on. But, you know, it's always fun to get something in the mail.
It is.
I love getting, especially if I'm not expecting it.
That's why I order things from Amazon almost
then
daily.
Then you forget about it, and then you can get
and
a
it's
surprise
like a present.
In the mailbox. That's right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone. You know, I think we've got one Elvis sighting.
We do. Who is it from?
It's from Arthur in Atlanta, Georgia. He was watching CBS Sunday Morning and noticed that they were doing a short segment on an artist who makes portraits and art using Jelly Belly jelly beans.
How cool is that?
And one of them, one of the portraits was Elvis.
Very neat.
Why not?
Always, you know, Elvis always inspires unique and interesting things, and
that's
this is one of them.
Well, so, such a trendsetter.
So if you have any Elvis sightings to report, just go to Graceland.com and go to the sightings tab and send them our way, and you might hear them here on the podcast or on SiriusXM Elvis Radio Channel 19. Until next time, we'll see you, everybody.
Bye.